question regarding how priorities are set for IT projects. As a former member of the IT Steering Committee from about 5 years ago, superintendent used to have a representative that basically tried to coordinate all the different competing IT interests within the district. How are all those competing interests being handled now in terms of which projects get priority, which ones get funded, which ones get now, which ones will never get done, et cetera?
Let me divide that question into two parts. First, in terms of getting land systems put in place out there, all schools get their land connections put in place. The last remainder are being taken care of right now. The BD Fallout and Measure K projects, which will take care of all schools getting connected, and all new schools will be connected at the time they're open. The major sorting of priorities is now on the operating systems, and those fall onto my desk because most of the competing users also report to me, and so I'm playing traffic cop with that.
In any given time right now, we probably have over 200 requests for us to do something on the education side with the integrated student information system, which we really are orienting towards school management. We started over a year ago meeting with the user groups. What do they need? What are they after? What do they want to see the system do? We're now still currently going through what we call fit gap. This is what the system will do. If somebody says they need something, is it a nice to have? So there is a very constant conversation. The decision was made to do this. This is our number one priority on the education side, and so that's where we're gathering a lot of the requirements on the education
side. So in terms of IT spending, all projects that are currently being implemented have been authorized at the very highest level of the district. We don't have any, and I'll use the word rogue, projects going on where we don't know about them. We don't know, in a sense, where they got the money from, if the central offices are going to be responsible for picking up project costs in the long term or anything else. We're sure of everything that's going out there and it's being managed centrally.
I'm not omnipotent, and no, I don't think that. We work with purchasing that if there's an IT requirement that goes through for purchasing is supposed to come through me to look at. Does that always happen? No, I doubt it. It's been a lot of what's happened in the last 2 years. If you build it, they will come. People are more and more willing to turn stuff over to ITD for us to manage because we're viewed as being competent. But yes, there's probably things out there that I don't know about or things I know about that I'm not managing.